Welcome back. Hope you had a good day today. I'm Jeff Rentz. Welcome. We have 3 hours of very interesting radio ahead for you. Allegations of misconduct and lying lodged against public figures are not particularly unusual. However, when that public figure happens to be one of the leading presidential candidates and a person of world renown, such allegations are particularly important to listen to and to investigate. In this case, allegations of cocaine use and gay sex have been lodged against Senator Barack Obama by a man named Larry Sinclair, and first came to our attention via a YouTube posting by Mr. Sinclair in which he stated his case and called for Mr. Obama to come forward with the truth. Here now, in case you haven't heard it or seen it, is that short YouTube video made by Larry Sinclair.
Hi, my name is Larry Sinclair. I'm making this video and posting it on YouTube because of an incident involving myself and Senator Barack Obama between November 3rd and November 8th of 1999 in the Chicago, Illinois area. The mainstream media and Obama himself has done greatly to prevent this story from becoming public. During those time periods in 1999, I met Obama at an upscale lounge in Chicago, Illinois. After having a few drinks, Obama and I left in my limo, began to drink. Mr. Obama acquired powdered cocaine for my use, crack cocaine for his use. I performed oral sex on Senator Obama, who at the time was a state representative for the state of Illinois. Mr. Obama knows these allegations to be true. I'm challenging Mr. Obama to come forth, be honest, stop claiming that his drug use is limited to his teenage years. 1999, you weren't a teenager. 1999, you were a state representative for the people of the state of Illinois. 1999, I performed oral sex on you in the back of my limo, as well as in my hotel room in Gurnee, Illinois, 2 days later. If you challenge the authenticity of this allegation, I challenge you to take a polygraph test, as I will submit to as well. These allegations are true and need to be told to the public.